There's a story there in the newspaper this morning which should be of interest to anybody who's involved in business or involved with a limited company. Ordinarily, a limited company has limited liability, and therefore the shareholders or directors are not personally liable for the debts of the company. However, in this particular case, which has been ruled in the High Court, the two gentlemen, two directors involved, who were jailed for fraudulently operating a forestry firm as a sort of a Ponzi scheme, the High Court has held that they should be held personally liable for some or all of the company's debts. The liquidator had sought this order and certain declarations against the two individuals concerned, David Pelle and Garrett Heavey. The judge, Justice Brian O'Moore, said the company was operated in an utterly fraudulent way. He said that in the light of the evidence, he was prepared to make a declaration that Heavey, while an officer of the company, was knowingly a party to the carrying on of business of the firm with the intent to defraud creditors of Arden FM. The judge said he was making an order making Heavey personally liable for the firm's debts and other liabilities of just over 3.8 million euros. So, as I say, the question of limited liability, the question of the separate legal personality of a company, the question of the debts of the company being debts of the company as opposed to debts of the individual, that can be brushed aside or the veil can be lifted in certain circumstances, and certainly where a company has traded fraudulently or recklessly or even negligently, it's possible for the High Court or any court to find, well, the High Court especially, to find that the debts should be the personal liability of directors. So any small business owner out there watching this, any small company, director, shareholder, mom and pop company, and there's plenty of them, husbands and wives who are directors and perhaps sole shareholders, you do need to be careful. You do have limited liability. You do have protection from having set up a limited company. But if you trade fraudulently, it's possible, and in certain other circumstances, it's possible that you could be personally held liable for the debts of the company. The judge said that in relation to the other fella, Pelle, whatever his name is, P-E-I-L-E, the judge said the situation was more complicated because he accepted his claims that Heavey was the architect of the fraud, that Peel's or Pelle's involvement in the fraud was significantly less than that of Heavey, and that there were certain things that Pelle was not responsible for. He was not a director of the firm. So the court found that there were aspects of the fraud in which Pelle was centrally involved. So he was making a declaration, the judge was making a declaration that Pelle was knowingly a party to the carrying on of the business of Arden with the intent to defraud the firm's creditors. He was making an order declaring Pelle to be personally responsible for a yet to be specified portion of the company's debts and liabilities. So he's not liable for everything, but the other fella, Heavey, is held liable for 3.8 million, along with being going to jail or being sent to jail. Now, you know, who is going to hold your man liable for the 3.8 million or who's actually going to recover the money is another thing. He may well be absolutely flush, but if he is a busted flush, as it were, well, then the recovery of the money will be clearly more problematic. The two were jailed by the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court in 2019 after they pleaded guilty to offences, including deception and fraud. Mr. De Lacy, a chartered accountant, had argued that Arden introduced or induced 166 mainly older foreign investors to acquire forestry in Ireland. The liquidator said investors were led to believe that monies were being used to acquire forestry lands from which they would ultimately receive payments after the trees were sold. They acquired more than 6.4 million from investors, which should have seen Arden FM acquire several hundred acres of land on behalf of the investors. However, the company only spent 133,000 euros of investors' funds on acquiring some 30 acres of forestry lands. A further 393,000 was transferred back to investors. One of the investors who visited Ireland to see the forestry site he owned became suspicious and, after inquiring with land registry, discovered the land was registered to somebody else, made a complaint to the Gardaí. Mr. De Lacy was appointed liquidator to Arden in 2016. Heavey had an address in Shankill in Dublin. He was sentenced to 4 years, total 4 years of imprisonment, which was increased to 6 years following an appeal by the DPP. And Pelle, now based in the UK, was jailed for a total of 3 years. The company was placed into liquidation following a detailed and complex investigation conducted by Mr. De Lacy. 3.3 million of investors' monies were eventually recovered from foreign banks, bank accounts, and from the sale of assets, including property in Spain, beneficially owned by Arden FM. Mr. De Lacy argued that the two were behind what was a carefully planned, meticulously executed fraud targeted on retired persons. Heavey was the chief engineer of the fraudulent scheme, while Pelle was centrally involved in his capacity of consultant and second in command to Heavey, Mr. De Lacy claimed. Heavey did not contest the liquidator's application, while Pelle had contested the liquidator's entitlement to secure any of the orders against him. Pelle had previously lived in County Wicklow. But he claimed his role in committing the fraud was far less than that of Heavey. He said that was reflected by the fact that he received a much lighter sentence than Heavey in the criminal trial, who he claimed that Heavey was responsible for 99.9% responsible for the fraud. Pelle said that he'd pleaded guilty based on legal advice and had believed he'd get a suspended sentence. Pelle also denied being a senior employee or director of Arden, saying that he joined the firm to work in a sales role a year after Harvey set up Arden FM. He also denied ever having any control over bank accounts linked to the fraud. So that is the situation there. As I say, there's a lesson there for people. I don't want to frighten small company owners, small shareholders or of private limited companies. Directors, the mum and pop director, as it were, the husband and wife, you know, signing the papers on the kitchen worktop or counter or table or whatever. Don't want to frighten those people. If you play with a straight bat and trade honestly and professionally and so on, you should have nothing to fear, and you should enjoy the protection of limited liability and the fact that the company's creditors are creditors of the company, not debts that you'll have to be personally liable for. However, if you do engage in your activity, if you trade fraudulently or recklessly, well, then it is possible that someday somebody will go to court looking for an order to have you personally held liable. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I'd appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below. Thanks a lot.